Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Cameron?
Yes.
Great, Cameron. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Friday, sir?
Another day in paradise.
That's right. That's right. I say that all the time, man. Thank God it's Friday. Finally made it. So just to verify, your company, it is Sharp Services. Is that correct?
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. And I ran a scan online for your business. So currently, there's not much online, right? It's just Yelp, looks like Facebook. That's about it currently.
Yeah, Facebook. And then I got a free account with Yelp. It's not even anything special. I just kind of tried it to see if it would do anything, you know.
Got you. Okay. And have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this works?
I got a friend that has a landscaping company. He's been in touch with somebody, had them set, you know, they set us up and made them a website, all that. I'm definitely interested in it. It's something I've been wanting to do because obviously work kind of slowed down as far as the advertisement goes. I guess people don't use Facebook as much no more, but.
Right. So we actually incorporate Facebook into our marketing too. So the thing is, when you just have a Facebook profile, right, the only people that see that are going to be people that are following you, right, or on your friends list or whatever, right? What we do is we actually bundle with our package social media advertising, so Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads. Have you ever seen or used those before?
You know, like the sponsored ads?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
You have. Okay, awesome. So what I'll do, I'll send you a text message in just 1 second of one of my current clients' Facebook ads. That way you can see the type of work that we do. Okay? Now, more importantly, Google, obviously, you get a lot more traction, right? That's the main place people go. So what we do here is we optimize you for 15 keyword phrases on the first page of Google. So if somebody typed in, for example, Cameron, you know, concrete masonry or concrete contractors near me or best pavers or any of the services that you provide, right, your company is going to show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website directly from the first page of Google.
Right.
And that all makes sense.
So let me ask you this. Our primary is tree service, and I guess you could say land clearing. Is that something that you can primarily focus on when it comes to Google? Like, don't get me wrong, I'd want, you know, if someone types in concrete or, you know, masonry work, I would want our name to pop up as well. But like, our main bread and butter, I guess you'd say, comes from tree service. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Tree work.
So we could customize it to what you need. So we could do tree removal, tree trimming near me, right? Tree cabling even. Like, any of the services that you provide, we'll use that towards the keyword phrases so that when they're typed in, you show up as a top recommended option.
Yeah, I was just curious because I just was sitting here. I typed in tree service, and it pops up in the area. And there's quite a few that I'm familiar with. I mean, they're obviously all on Google already. I mean, I see they stay busy, so I was just curious if that's an option, you know?
It absolutely is. Now, here's the thing to get you up there, okay, and I'm sure you probably heard this from your friend, but we have to boost your online presence for you to show there. So we're going to do that by submitting you out to 60 directories total. So this will include, just to name a few, right, Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, even Amazon Alexa. So we're literally submitting you all across the internet with the same company information and the same keywords in all those directories.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we do also include for you a custom Google-compliant website. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you also a text message with a tree service website in demo mode. That way you have an idea of what we can create for you. Keep in mind, though, it's completely customizable. So I sent you a tree service one. We could obviously put in your masonry stuff, right? We'll add your photos, your videos, your description. Like, we'll make it look how you want it to look.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me tell you how our rates work, okay? So everything here, Cameron, it's month-to-month, no contracts. We are a performance-based company, and we make this a set flat rate, just meaning you don't have any hidden charges, okay?
Right.
With the discounts applied, we're able to bring your monthly down. This will never go up on you, which would bring it down to $299 a month for our platinum package.
And that puts you at the top of the list or what?
Well, we can't promise you the first spot, right? Nobody can promise that. But what we're promising is the first page on Google, okay? Uh-huh. Now, just so you're fully aware of the timelines, which you will get in writing too, right? It's not like you sign up and you're up there right away, okay? So within 7 to 10 days of starting up, we have you submitted to all 60 directories. That's the very first thing we do. Within 7 to 14 days of starting up, a lot's going to happen. Your custom website design will be up and running. Your social media ads will be live. And your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. Now, for it to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. Okay, does that all make sense, the different timelines?
Yeah, so let's say you go down in keywords, you know, say I just want to use things like tree service, land clearing, concrete, pavers, you know, stick with the basics. Mm-hmm. Is there possibility of getting that onto that Google page in less than 30 days, you know what I'm saying?
No, so the 30 to 45 days is for all your keywords, right? And the timelines we send you in writing, we like to under-promise and over-deliver type of thing. So you can see results faster, okay? But you, like, shorting the amount of keywords you do isn't going to make it, like, faster, right? It's you still want to utilize the 15 keyword phrases, you know?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. Now, last but not least, too, okay, we do provide you a tracking and reporting system. This is just to show you everything we're doing and all your results in one convenient location. From your tracking system, you have a lot of features. For one, you can make edits to your website, right? Or you could call in for us to make them. You could add new photos or promotions you may be running, which will automatically load to all your directories and your website, all from one spot. And you could track all your results. So searches, clicks, calls, views to the website.
All right.
Now, tell me, since everything's month to month here, no contracts, and all those services provided to give your company a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I can't do anything today. Just for the simple fact, I'm in the process of buying a machine, and I got to sign the paperwork Monday, and I kind of just got to make sure, you know, I got every dollar freed up that I possibly can. But if it's something you could give me a call back, let's say Wednesday of next week, obviously find this new machine. I need to generate more work, make sure it's paid for. And I've honestly been thinking about it pretty heavy today, trying to get on Google. And that's when phone rung. I was like, I better take this one. So
that'd be crazy, huh? If we had it where every time you think about it, we call.
I am very serious about getting on Google. One thing that bothers me a little bit is you said that, you know, it takes 30 to 45 days. That's basically, you know, you pay for a month and it's kind of not even set up yet. That kind of doesn't sit quite right with me in a way, but you know, I mean, I understand things take time. So, I mean, it is what it is, but,
well,
I definitely need to. I don't know. I mean, the main thing I do like is that y'all make a website, and I was told by the guy that I'm friends with that he had to go to a separate company to get a website made, everything else. So, I mean, if I could kill two birds with one stone, you know what I'm saying? That's probably worth the money, in my opinion. You know,
three birds. You got the social media ads, too. You know, and remember, the social media ads and the website, that's up in 7 to 14 days, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, like I said, if I didn't have $50,000 just fixing to come out, you know, I would say, yeah, let's go ahead and spend $300 today. That's nothing for advertisement. That's not an issue. But, you know, I have this money freed up come Monday when I go to sign paperwork.
So let's start by just doing this. What's the best email address for you? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
It's Sharp Services, like my business name.
Got it.
912
Got it. Perfect. So sharpservices912@gmail.com. Go ahead.
Y'all have Sharp Services, and Sharp has an E on the end of Sharp?
I do. Yes, sir.
Okay, most people spell it wrong, so I just want to be sure.
Gotcha. All right, so the email coming through is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This just has everything we went over in writing. I sent you those texts, too, with the Facebook ads and also the custom website design, like a demo of one. I'm going to send you a text, too, with my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, just save that number in your phone because I will be your account lead on this, okay?
Okay.
Now, Wednesday, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to ask you, when it comes to, like, the website design and stuff, I know you said it's customizable, but for the most part, you know, obviously I'm not a website designer, you know. I mean, I've kind of done my own Facebook, you know, but is that stuff kind of set up for you based on preference, and then you can kind of edit it to your own preference, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do everything for you, right? Like, we'll create the site. Now, I'm going to tell you what I tell all my clients. When we initially make the site, right, don't think it's set in stone. You're able to add anything to it. Like, we can even put a chat box on there. Some clients like that, some don't. You know, we could put a scheduling feature on there for you as well. So you have a lot of different options available to you. But in that initial client interview, like, let's say you said, man, let's sign up. Let's do this right now. What I would do is schedule a client interview where they're going to go over, like, how you want the website to look. They go over the keyword phrases, the social media ads, right? So we create the website based off of that initial client interview. But after it's created, right, like, any changes you want made to it, you can absolutely make those changes.
Yeah, that's what I was curious of. You know, obviously, I'm sure y'all do a great job, but, you know, if I have a preference on, say, I want to put a picture of my bucket truck as the main picture, just throwing ideas out there, you know what I'm saying? Just if I wanted to change something, that's possible. That's all I was wondering.
No, you have a lot of options available to you. Like, some clients even want payment to be taken on the website, and we can set it up that way, right? Some clients want their pricing on there where they have, like, a price calculator. Some don't, right? So that's what that initial client interview is, to go over, like, the shell, like, when we first create the website, right? And they go over, like, what domain you want and all that good stuff, right? But after it's created, if you, like, later down the line, you're like, man, I'd really like a chat box on that, where you're able to be attentive to that chat box too, then we could definitely add that. You know, you could put a scheduling feature on there where it schedules it straight to, like, your Google Calendar, right? So there's a lot of different options in there. But we first go with that. Go ahead.
Things like raise the price, say, like, how, for instance, you said, like, you can add a feature that customers can pay online. I get asked that a lot. You know, is there a way that they can pay with a credit card online or something? Does that raise your monthly price or anything? Or?
Doesn't raise the price at all. So it's included with the package, although you do need to have either a PayPal business account, or you have to have something that's able to link on your website for you to take payment, whether it's like some people use QuickBooks or, you know, whatever it is, but we need you to have some type of form. Most of our clients, the easiest one to set up is a PayPal business account. And then we don't mess with your money at all. Like, we just put your link for your PayPal business on there. That way they click on it, they put the dollar amount, and they click pay. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes straight to you. But PayPal themselves, I know they have like a percentage. Like, I think Amex is like 5% or something, and then MasterCard and Visa, they take 2%. But that's from their company, not from ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I have QuickBooks, but I guess I don't have it set up to take payment through QuickBooks. I guess I'd have to, like, reach out to them and get that set up before linking it with the website, I assume.
Yeah, so you're the best thing to do is, so you have that initial client interview, right? And they'll go over with you, like, your different options there. Again, PayPal Business is the most common one, but they could talk to you about different options to do on there to be able to take payment on the website itself, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I'm very interested in getting something going, and I mean, it sounds like you said, three birds with one stone would be better than trying to do all this research on my own and getting a runaround from a bunch of people.
For sure, for sure. And our company, too, you're in good hands. We've been in business 18 years, and we're a Google Premier partner, you know, so.
Yeah. So when you go to pay y'all, how would that work? Would it just be drafted out of my, you know, bank account monthly, or, I mean, how would that work?
So, like, if you started today, your billing date would be the 23rd of each month is how it would work. We take all major card, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover, right? But it'd be set on automatic billing, right? Now it is month to month, no contracts, and we do, call you monthly to go over your results, right? And we do make sure, like, you need to be responsive, right, to, like, phone calls and emails to get, the fastest results, right? But, yeah, that's how the billing works, though. So Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover, you know.
Well, like I said, I'd definitely be interested in getting a call back and getting the ball rolling next week. I would more than likely want to do like a first of the month type billing deal, you know what I'm saying, where the money come out first of the month kind of with other bills. So, I mean, in reality, next week would probably be ideal this way if, you know, we get the ball rolling, I can pay for it on the first or whatever the case may be, if that's how y'all set it up or whatever.
Yeah, so what we would have to do, I appreciate you bringing that up to me. So, like, the Wednesday is the 28th, right? So instead of your billing being on the 28th of each month, we could initially start it on the 28th, and then I could get approval from my director. It's 3 days away. He'll definitely approve it. But we could set your billing for previous months for the first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everything sounds good, man. I hope to hear back from y'all next week and get something set up going.
Perfect. I'll put a note in there on that, too. Just remind me, though, that day, like, hey, I want to set my billing for the first, and then we'll change it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'll reach out to him that day. So what time on Wednesday works best for you?
Probably about this time. I usually get home or get off work-ish, you know, 5:30, sometimes 6 o'clock at the latest. But, you know, 6 o'clock, 6:30, sometime around there. I don't know where you're calling from, but I'm on Eastern time. So
We're on Pacific. Like, so we're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I could call at 6, no problem.
Yeah, that would work good for me. Like I said, I just don't want to be in the middle of a job and not be able to talk, you know.
Right. No worries. So I already emailed you on Wednesday. We'll go over, just re-verify your services, your service radius, like all that good stuff. And then we'll get your client interview scheduled and all that stuff as well. Okay?
All right, buddy. I appreciate your time.
No problem, Cameron. Have a great rest of your day. Pleasure speaking with you.
You too, Mel.
All right, sir. Bye.